Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The evangelist St. Luke tells us that following the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the first Easter morning, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus. It's about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with one another about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and walked with them. But their eyes, Scripture tells us, were kept from recognizing him. And Jesus said to them, "What are you two discussing with one another while you walk?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them answered, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things have taken place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and he gave it to them. Then, Scripture tells us, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he's appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Isn't it interesting that two of Jesus' followers, two people who knew him by sight and by deeds, did not recognize him? Nor did they recognize him when he quoted scriptures, nor when he taught within the context of their history. It wasn't until he took the bread and broke it. It was then that their eyes were opened. They realized that it was Jesus walking with them, and they became witnesses to the risen Lord. The breaking of the bread was the first means by which people understood the presence of the Lord within the Christian communities. The breaking of bread, established on Great Thursday at the Last Supper, was the original form of the divine liturgy. It signaled the presence of God in the midst of the people. To this day, the breaking of bread, the divine liturgy, is the witness to the resurrection and therefore the witness to God living and through our lives. What does this mean for an individual? It's certainly empowering. Yesterday we spoke about a door viewed from the inside is an opening to an opportunity. Can you picture an opportunity without limits? It's the limitless essence of God. That is the endless opportunity to actualize love in your life and in the lives of those you touch. The divine liturgy comes alive after you have left the church proper. It opens your eyes and your heart to the reality, to see clearly, and to produce all you were meant to do. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.